Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Stacey DeBruff is with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's the founder and the CEO of the award-winning organization Mom Central Consulting, and put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find her website. And she and her organization have won a number of awards. She's written several books, including the Mom Book. Pretty simple and intuitive there, right? 4278 Tips for Moms and several others. And she's here to talk to us about the power of moms. Stacey DeBruff, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So, go ahead.
Well, it's a great topic because I think when you were talking about what moms buy, what we've seen lately is that moms control about 85% of household spending, possibly even more, and where they used to buy the underwear and the groceries, the hamburgers,
right.
Now they're buying cell phones, they're buying cars,
houses.
Exactly, and so
yeah.
They've actually expanded into the realms where it's hard today to find a small business that isn't touching moms either in their household capacity
right.
or in their work lives.
Well, I knew that all was lost for men when I found out that women even bought the men's underwear. You know, I said, and then I remember years ago I was in the I was young and dumb especially in those days, and I was working for a publishing company, and I had this idea. I was working it was a sports magazine, and I had this idea for a tailgating feature, right, that I was going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And then they reminded me that all the tailgating stuff is bought by the women who don't read the sports magazines. And so I kind of got shot down on that one. I learned a lot about moms in those days, you know, and moms have a lot of power, and you've tapped into that, and you're helping companies understand what moms like, what they don't like, right?
Yeah, I think that moms, there's a lot of things that have shifted in terms of moms buying things, turning to small businesses for services. And with the rise of the internet and this availability in which word of mouth and what moms say to
right.
each other about a business can move at lightning speeds with the easiness of blogging or reading forums, websites, and these new platforms where now all the moms are on Facebook and Twitter, all of a sudden they've become a really very vibrant and very important way in which a company's reputation can be built and in which people are discovering services and recommendations about where they should turn for help or products.
Well, what you're talking about is something I've been working on for some time now, and I've been talking about it on my show and doing a lot of writing about it, and it's what I'm calling the age of the customer, Stacey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's where the customer now has not only control of the buying decision, but also for the first time in the history of the marketplace for the last 10 or 15 years, also control of the information and control of the dialogue, which is what you were just talking about. And that's something that a lot of companies are behind the curve on, isn't it?
You are so smart, Jim. That's exactly what's sweeping the nation and businesses everywhere and in the world. One of the things is that it used to be as a business, you could think very carefully how you wanted to describe yourself, the adjectives you would use for your services, your business, even this sort of top-down messaging. You could buy an ad. You could control what was being said. And now the consumer has hijacked that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, I don't care how you describe yourself. I'm going to describe it based on how it works for me.
Right.
And so
your marketing message has to align with that dialogue, doesn't it? Otherwise, you become inauthentic.
That's right. And if you don't, not only do you have to align with it, but you have to really listen to it, because it might be that you think the reason that people are coming to your small business is a very specific reason. And what you find out is that what's compelling to them and what really resonates with them and the reason that they are turning to you for services or products If you listen to their conversation, you actually have to align to a different conversation than you thought was the real reason that they were attuned to what you were doing.
And here's the thing that I've been pointing out to my small business audience, Stacey. This kind of dynamic is custom made for small businesses, not so much for the big companies.
Yeah, the big companies are struggling, and we do a
lot.
They
got too many lawyers, Stacey. I know that's funny.
Watch and it, Jim. I used to be a lawyer.
I agree. You know what I'm talking about.
And I
know that that's a, you know, that sounds like an easy joke for me to make, but I'm serious.
You're actually right. And as part of our consulting, when we work with bigger brands and big companies, I actually spend a lot of time with their legal counsel because they are afraid of change. They're very risk averse. They are very, very hesitant to move in new spaces.
Yep.
And the nimbleness of a small business, the ability to say, I'm just going to create a blog, or if I'm selling, if I can have a point of view in my area of specialization. So let's say I'm selling a vitamin drink. Well, I could just start talking about lifestyle and healthy living and family and exercise, and a big company is very, very slow to adjust. And what you've been talking about, this new form of marketing, is not going away. And so the faster that as a small business we can take advantage of that, the more dramatically it will help grow our businesses and help us connect and have a relationship with our customers.
Well, for all these years that women have been manipulated by the marketing messages and intimidated by the marketing messages.
Not anymore.
Now they don't have to be, and they like this, don't they? It's powerful. It's powerful, isn't it?
I knew we were going to get back to the insurgents. I knew we were circling back to the insurgents.
It's a little scary too, isn't it?
Well, I think it is, because a lot of women might see commercials and being portrayed as just so thrilled to clean their house.
Uh-huh.
But most moms will say, you know what? I did not become a mom in order to clean my house. And so I'm actually a reluctant, unhappy cleaner. And so when they can say, you know, I love a product like, you know, that makes it faster, or a cleaning service that will do this for me, they're responding to a new image of themselves.
Right.
And so I think that they have taken control. And
they could just do like my wife did and just hire her own wife.
Yeah, I know. That's where he always says to my husband, we need to marry one more person.
That's right. She says, honey, I need a wife. I said, okay. Hey, listen, give us the website, please.
MomCentralConsulting.com.
Stacey DeBruff, DeBroff, if you're Googling her. She and I will be right back. She's got some research that she's brought with her, and we'll be talking about that on the other side of these messages. A little bit more about the power of the mom. Power of Moms in America. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.